Hello, I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Kloss. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Kloss dealer network or call 844-OWN-USED. We continue our conversation with Jerry Doan. He runs a large cow-calf grazing and cash crop operation in North Dakota. Several years ago, he took steps to improve the health of his soil, including planting a cover crop that consists of a dozen different plants, which he then grazes in the winter. He says last year he saved $150 per cow on winter feed costs, plus he's getting better yields from the corn, wheat, and sunflower cash crops.
Well, we did fertilize, but we cut those costs by 25%, Bob. And if we can increase that Solvita test by not very much more, you start to, again, decrease those fertilizer costs. And as we get into higher fertilizer costs, we all know those, you know, that's a flexible market, but in general, it's been on the rise, and so economically, it just makes sense for us.
Do you get into much trouble with getting through the trash when you're seeding that cash crop?
No, we sure don't. You know, if you've got a pretty active soil and you get it moving in a healthier direction, you get those microbes working in there, it starts moving that trash off fairly quickly. And in our case, you know, again, we're dealing with some marginal soils that are on the sandy side. We want to keep some trash on there because if you can keep the soil temperature down to 70 degrees or below, that's optimum for biologic activity. What we find in a lot of our row crops, as we get more and more bare ground, when you get into these hot summer days, your soil temperature increases, so your water infiltration is not working as well. It's just not a healthy soil, and that's the one thing we've got to get back to get these soils back to where they were when, you know, when the settlers came here and broke up this country. It was healthy soil then, and we've gotten away from that a bit.
What about insects? Do you have trouble with cutworm, wireworm, things like that?
Well, we sure haven't run into that much. You know, again, as you move more and more to a healthy soil, you start finding that some of those problems don't become as big an issue. Now, I would caution everybody that's listening to this, you don't jump from the left hand clear over to the right hand in one day. You've got to take that a step at a time, and you will have issues in there. You will have some weed issues. You may have some trash issues. You may have some other disease or pest issues, and you may have to apply some things. But as you get that system more and more in tune, you will start to alleviate some of those problems. The one thing, again, I would caution your listeners on is, what works for me may not work for you, but the principles are the same. Now, you've got to try it on a small scale and adapt the principles to your own situation.
Jerry Doan, a rancher from Monocacy, North Dakota. I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America.